Do you remember what you were doing when you were 7 and a half? Maybe playing in the park or learning to ride a bike. But for Sonia Pirani, she was starting her first efforts to help kids in need.
The first project I did was make bookmarks, and I handmade them and I sold them for $5 each. And then I was able to donate $500 to Crisis Nursery in my home state.
That money went to support kids and families in Minneapolis. When she was 10, she founded her nonprofit, Sonia's Hope for Children. It's a student-like organization to help kids meet their basic needs. Now she's 14, going to Prior Lake High School, and she's still running that charity foundation.
Sonia's Hope for Children runs 12 to 13 projects a year, which includes book drives, school supply drives, food drives, and we have different events like Feed My Starving Children packing events, and also we fill bags with school supplies, toys, and books and deliver those to homeless children.
With all her hard work, she got the 2020 Youth Hero Award from the American Red Cross. She also went on some national TV shows, like the Drew Barrymore Show last December of 2020.
So without further ado, and everything aside, can we please welcome Sonia?
Sonia appeared on the show over video. The show had a big surprise for her.
Well, we'd like to help. We're going to donate $10,000 to Sonia's Hope for Children to help you continue the amazing work that you do.
Oh my God, that's so amazing. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Sonia didn't waste a single cent.
We split it into multiple projects. At the moment, we were working on a food drive, so we definitely put different funds to go to the food drive. But once we achieved our goal, actually, we're really proud about that. We also contributed to many drives that we do.
With all the things her organization has done and continued to do, and with the support of her friends and family, her plans for the future is looking bright.
So we hope to expand globally. We have this one dream to open a school or library in Gizhar, Pakistan, since that area is very isolated. So there's not very much access to education and basic necessities. But in general, we hope to reach our outreach globally so that we can support those children and families that are maybe not in Minnesota.
Even though she's thinking about expanding globally, she hasn't forgotten about the kids in Minnesota. This August, they are doing a winter coat drive because winter is never too far away in the north. If you want to help this amazing foundation, you can donate or get involved at soniashopeforchildren.org. From NPR News and 360 Journalism, I'm Jaden Fairbanks, reporting from Maple Grove, Minnesota.